Hey, Prime members, are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
At Vertex, we know the pace of global commerce is increasing, which makes managing tax more complex. And your enterprise systems weren't built to handle that tax complexity. This is where we come in, with our platform that enables continuous compliance, giving you more transparency, improved accuracy, and better confidence in your tax data. To learn more about continuous compliance, visit vertexinc.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened so far, focusing particularly on the episodes of Sunday the 21st of July, Monday the 22nd, and Tuesday the 23rd. There will be spoilers. You have been warned. So, Lauren, what did you think of the week so far? What did you think of tonight's episode?
Well, I'm going to launch straight in with, I think we need the whole episode dedicated to food. There was so many food references. So I know it's off kilter to what we normally do. We never normally start with food. But I even missed some tonight because I was scrabbling so much to keep a tab on all of the foraged foods that they'd been eating, some of which sounded delicious. I'd be right down for some nettle pesto. I just couldn't keep up with it. So I didn't know if we wanted to start with food because there was so much of it.
And we have to give a round of applause to the writer this week, Tim Stimson, because Tim, you've really pulled it out. Okay, so I've got salmon and potato salad, vinaigrette, vanilla and choc fudge tower, ice cream sundaes, bait for the flies, including onion rabbit, sardines and offal, mushrooms, cheese and chanterelle omelette, dandelion scones, chickweed salad, nettle pesto, goosegrass soup, cow parsley, sausages, smoked paprika, corned beef, chicken.
It was the soup that I missed when I was scrabbling them down. Now, I do also have organic veg from the organic veg patch, which hasn't happened yet, but they mentioned organic veg, didn't they?
And yes, you're absolutely right.
The other one that I had as well.
Very good. But what did you think of this scene in the village shop? Well, as soon as I knew Paul was going round to the shop, I just thought...
It was so horrible. But I can't deny one of my faves this week was Paul bursting in on Alistair and Denise to say that, well, you won't need to tell him because he's heard it. So
he must have been pressed up to that door listening. Even when they're in the stationery cupboard and the door seems thinner there, he's not heard anything. So he must have been pressed right up.
It was awkward. It was horrible. And I actually thought, and I know you're a Paul fan, Philippa, I know you're a Paul fan. But I thought the way he spoke to Alistair calling him disgusting was a bit too much, if I'm being honest.
Neil's cough in the shop. When Paul had said he'd spoken his truth, I thought, oh. And even though I couldn't see Susan's face, I could picture it, her mouth wide open and her ears on full receive, data assimilation incoming. I just thought that was... But I agree, I didn't like Paul's behaviour, but I don't want to get in the habit of blaming Denise, as some people have in this episode.
Yeah.
However, I do think that the way she just put off telling Paul and that's led to this,
It
could have been handled better. So I do think that's partly laid at her door.
Paul lived to regret that it's going to be super awkward for a long time, I imagine, work. But to say to your boss, I think he said, shove off, didn't he? Which I haven't heard anyone say, shove off in years. Shove off. But the fling that back, and I know he's in a reactive state, isn't he? But Yeah, I thought the way he was behaving was quite awkward and horrible. And yeah, although I did love it when he found out and I was like,
he said to Alistair earlier on this week, I'm glad she's got you to lean on. He didn't realise how much she was leaning on him, but, you know, how glad he was. And now glad at all.
Thank you, Alistair, for taking my mum to hotels and having secret stuff with going on with her. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But, so I was cross with Paul. And I wasn't that impressed with Ben, actually, because he was saying to Lily, oh, Alistair's made a mistake and Denise is younger. And I was impressed with Lily. I don't know what's going on because she was saying, yeah, don't judge. I thought, oh, my goodness.
I remember that Russ and Lily thing was quite the talking point for a long, long time, wasn't it? So to hear Russ's name brought up, I thought that was a bit of a blast from the past. There was also another mention of Roy. Speaking of bath from the past, there was another mention of Roy, wasn't there? Having a lovely time learning Bulgarian and all of that. So that's very nice, isn't it, to hear that that's still going
on. That was a huge fave. I've drawn four love hearts by that because it's, you know, he's gone over the rainbow to Bulgaria and I do love it. I think it's wonderful.
He's still getting name checked. It's really lovely because, it was just lovely.
But we missed World Ice Cream Day. I didn't even know that had happened.
I did know. It came up on my computer. Yeah.
There were two flavours. There were two specials, ice cream specials. And we heard the one was this vanilla and chopped fudge tower that wasn't a very secure tower by the sound of it. But I was just wondering what the other flavour might be. I was thinking maybe it's something fruity.
Or maybe. Apple-y, maybe.
Oh.
Do you know, once I had a chili ice cream and it was the most unusual sensation ever. It's just like eating this very cold ice cream. But as soon as you stopped, the burn would happen on your tongue. It was very unusual.
Susan and Neil might like that because they're into their chili. But no, it's not got me. What did you think about Ed and Emma's tree cutting job?
It was all very full on, wasn't it? Very, very full on. There was lots of, they were taking themselves very seriously, but also no sort of urgency around them. When like Brian was like, look, we're going to need to get this road open. And Ed was like, yeah, well, let me have a little look over here and, well, maybe we can do it. Something I did notice is that George was like willingly helping them out with no pushback at all. And I've always thought, like many things I can say about George, I've always thought he's a very, very hard worker. But I wonder if this hard working at the moment is to keep his mind off of other things. What do you think?
Yes, and maybe to try and keep in favour. So people say when they find out, well, yes, he did set Alice up for prison and cause harm to people. But he's a good, hard worker, so we'll let him
really
off.
Had
I don't
to
know.
Try and take, like, Ed really had to push that 50 quid on him. So we'll remember that when we realise that he's sent Alice to prison.
It made me laugh because Ed said it was ever so hard sorting the tree out because it was hard due to tangled branches. I thought, Ed, that's a tree.
That's
a tree is tangled branches.
That's your job.
If they have the bat phone that these emergency calls come on, it was just like
a
call coming.
At how much work they've managed to get, considering they're completely unestablished and all of a sudden they're just so busy.
Yes, but are they actually going to get paid? Because this chap is, I think someone else mentioned it on the Facebook group that I've forgotten the guy's name that he's getting, that they're getting these jobs from. I did write it down somewhere. Hank Groucott, that's it. I do wonder if he's not actually going to end up paying them. I know they got the tip from Brian, but is it going to be that they do all these jobs for Hank?
Oh, I hadn't even thought that. That's their luck, really, isn't it?
Through.
That's their sort of luck. So you can imagine that happening to them. So many birthdays at the moment as well. It's Emma's birthday, the twins' birthdays, Birthday City. How do you think you would feel as a two-year-old getting an organic veg patch for your birthday?
They've done a lot and it seemed lovely.
Yeah.
I think they're just happy with a bit of
a box.
Mess and a cardboard box. Yeah. So, but I thought it was a lovely idea and very well intentioned. I was okay with that. I thought that was quite a nice thing. What did you think?
Well, I thought it was a nice idea. I was just thinking like how much a two-year-old's going to be into this. But I did like the idea of those boiler suits. I thought they sounded very, very cute.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. Now, Elizabeth and Vince. Vince on his laptop, Googling problems with bullying and his policies, and Elizabeth's advice. Thoughts, Lauren?
Well, the whole thing, I feel quite bad for Freddie about it all because I really feel like everything is out of his control in terms of he spoke to his boss about it. He didn't have any interest in it. Lily's absolutely run with it so that it's not even out. It's out of Freddie's control in terms of that as well because she's now told Ben. I just feel bad about the whole thing. And I really don't feel like it was Vince's place to be talking to Elizabeth about it even though he was sort of anonymizing things, it didn't feel right to me.
I agree. I thought Elizabeth's advice was appalling. Sit down with the person who's being vile to you and have a chat. I can only imagine that Antonia paid lip service to it in the meeting, and it's going to come back.
I know,
to bite Freddie even more. I am concerned.
I feel like Freddie was quite established at the old. Oh my God, what's it called? Where were they working?
What, before the abattoir when he was working at Lower Loxley?
No, the abattoir is what I'm talking about. Like it felt like that was going to be his route, and he'd got on a good thing there, and I quite liked him being there, and now I just feel like it's all ruined for him.
And it made me cross with Elizabeth because she she aided the trustees hoiking him out of working at Lower Loxley, and she's not really helped this time. So, not impressed. I just want to talk a bit about Alistair because I am worried about him. I don't know if you know his background with his gambling.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh.
Okay, so Alistair has had a rough time in the past. He was going to marry Shula, and then she'd had an affair, and he still married her and adopted her son. And then obviously Shula decided after some time that she didn't want to be married to him anymore. Then he had that vet join him. Was it Anisha?
Yeah.
He was going to do lots, and then she
Scottish, left. Wasn't she? She left. That was when I just started listening, actually.
And he's 62, living with his dad, and he has fallen in love, and he got into terrible financial problems gambling before. I think it was about £100,000 in debt. I mean, it was really serious, and he got into gambling as a way of, as I believe people do, to try and control all the awful stuff that was happening in their lives. And I am worried that he will go back to this. And he was saying to Paul, I love your mum. Alistair, I really worry about him. I hope he's going to be okay.
I hope so too. I didn't know the history at all. I'd known that sort of, I remember Shula leaving him a bit, it comes as a bit of a surprise, didn't it? That Shula was just like, actually, this isn't working out for me. So I didn't realise there was a history of bad stuff that's been going on. Oh, hopefully. I'm hoping this will all, they can't have thought that Paul, the way Paul's acted, none of them could have thought it would have gone down well with him, could they?
No. Hopefully time will tell, but it's not good. And changing subject briefly before we get on to Star of the Week, which we must, Natasha, we've heard this week talk about her, that she gets carried away, quite a force of nature when she's set on an idea. And I thought, oh, good Lord. Am I Natasha?
It's absolutely greased me up. Oh, good Lord. Am I Natasha? You're not.
Yes.
But I love you.
When I get set an idea.
Yeah, that's it. The idea. We've got the idea now. That's good to go. You are prepared to take on others' feedback, whereas Natasha just runs with things forever. Oh, God. I find her quite insufferable as well. And just barreling in and then just making this hen do something that's not what it was supposed to be in the first place. One of my predictions, actually, is that I think Fallon might end up leaving the tea room and doing, I feel like she'd be much happier doing this sort of thing by herself. And I think there's a market for it. But yeah, that really creased me up.
Who is your star of the week?
I've just realised I haven't even written down a star of the week. Who deserves a star of the week from me? Alistair, just to sort of poor old Alistair, just give him something to be pleased about. But can I take the writer for all those lovely food references? Tim.
Yes, you can.
I'll give
Tim.
It to Tim.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Tim.
I did wonder about Hilda running away from Tom and Pat. But no, Alistair is my star of the week because I'm worried about Alistair and I hope he's going to be okay. Okay, you mentioned a prediction. Any more predictions?
No, that's it for me. I just, and also I feel like is it building up for George? Is something going to happen? We're just hearing about how he's such a hard worker and all of this sort of thing. Like, is something in the post for George?
Yes, it could be. You're absolutely right. Well, my prediction, I wondered if Paul is going to report Alistair to Lovell James.
I wondered that. Actually, you're right there, because there was so much fuss he made about that spare ibuprofen. Do you remember? Was it ibuprofen or anti-inflammatory or something? And that felt, there was so much fuss created and it went on for episodes and episodes. And now I feel like, maybe he's got some stuff there which would upset Alistair even more.
What we need is Jim to talk to Paul and just set him straight.
Yeah.
With his Jim's wise words, and then maybe Paul will come round. I do hope that Paul eventually will come round. But I think, oh, it's going to be a bit tricky, unfortunately.
I think so too.
But we do need to say a huge welcome to everyone that's joined us from reading about us in the Sunday Times.
God, I'm so excited.
So exciting.
So excited that we were in the Sunday Times. Sunday Times bestsellers? No, just Sunday Times mentions.
Culture
vultures.
Yeah, so that was very, very exciting. And I should just say, you'll be very welcome in the Facebook group. We've got over 3,000 members there now, which is fantastic. And there's a lot of biscuit chat, so do join us there. Saturday, we will be back. We have a special bonus episode, which all will be revealed on Saturday, but that's something audio only on the podcast to look forward to. But I think that's it. I think we've covered the week so far. We'd better be on our way.
Love it. And I've just made some biscuits as well. I've made some triple ginger biscuits. How would you enjoy those? No, I thought
you were going to say triple chocolate.
Triple ginger.
I was in if they were triple chocolate.
No, triple ginger. But biscuit chat nevertheless.
Yes, we'll cope with it. So until Saturday, it's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey, it's Mark Maron from WTF here to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And I'm sure the reason you're listening to this podcast right now is because you chose it. Well, choose Progressive's Name Your Price tool, and you could find insurance options that fit your budget so you can pick the best one for your situation. Who doesn't like choice? Try it at progressive.com. And now, some legal info. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Fall is here, and if you want to sleep in the coziest bed imaginable, you have to start with Bowl and Branch's best-selling 100% organic cotton sheets. You'll spend every night wrapped in buttery, breathable softness, and feel your sheets getting even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with Bowl and Branch's 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off and free shipping on your first set of sheets. Visit bowlandbranch.com and use code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.